right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 Free FM. And tomorrow night, we're going to be on KCAL Channel 9 at 8:35, 9:35, and 10:35. And if you're watching KCAL right now, there's an officer-involved shooting in Glendale. And one police officer was shot, is in the hospital, and the gunman is dead. And a big ball's up in Glendale. So if you're in the area and you want to know what the police activity is, bad vibes out there. All right, a man who's been on this show plenty of times. He's also been on the Howard Stern Show. He's responsible for creating The Simpsons. Worked on Cheers, The Norm Show.
That's right.
Taxi.
Down and Out in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, look at
TV
you.
Show.
Kicking
yeah.
ass.
I've been to gay bars.
Sam Simon, everybody. What was that about gay bars?
I've been to gay bars.
Oh, I didn't know that. I didn't know you were
hey,
frequent the bars. Nice to see you, man.
I've been to gay bars.
Yeah?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Okay. All right. Want to talk to you. You're the guy when it comes to prenuptial and postnuptial agreements. You're worth north.
I think I'm the guy that comes.
You got hammered, huh?
Yeah. I had neither.
Right.
Bad
vibes? How many times have you been married?
Twice.
Twice.
The second time was 9 days.
9 days?
And I didn't have a prenup.
And you didn't? Jesus Christ. Wait a minute. And you did not have a prenup the second or the first time?
No, but the first time I didn't have anything. Listen.
Can we tell everybody who you were married to the first time?
Sure.
Is it common knowledge?
Yes.
Jennifer Tilly.
Jennifer Tilly.
Yeah. All right. And how long did that marriage last?
I think about 9 years. We were together a long time.
And who drove who crazy? You drove her crazy or she drove
no,
you nuts?
No, neither of us drove the other one crazy.
Right.
It was just
mutual?
She was shooting a movie and she was out of town. And, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on. The Simpsons changed what was going on in my life, and she was at a different point in her career. Who knows? You know, but it's one of those things.
And you didn't have kids, right?
We did not have kids.
Right. All right. Well,
I know, but see, that's the thing about the community property and the laws in this state were created because women used to have a bunch of kids with a guy and support him and emotionally and
right.
with all the other stuff
right.
that you can pay people.
And now they got their own, though.
They do have their own dough, but, you know, you would get these women that would get, you know, dumped by their husbands at 40, and our lawmakers thought that was unfair, which it was.
Right.
But certainly, like, Jennifer Tilly was not, you know, she's a really successful movie star that never turned down a job or cooked a meal or had kids or anything.
So there's
like
no
that.
Hostility
but,
left.
No, there isn't any hostility, but it is an extraordinary. Listen, there's so much money from those stupid Simpsons that it used
right.
to bother me. It doesn't anymore.
Not
I'm
anymore.
Glad she has the money and she can be a professional poker player.
Yeah, it seems like you're very happy. All right, well, everybody knows what a prenuptial agreement is, but now, like, the latest fad in at least California is a postnuptial agreement. Have you heard of these?
I have heard of them. And I think they say they're not really worth anything, but the prenups aren't worth anything either. Because when you break up,
after you anyway.
It's a negotiation, and it's actually sort of a blackmail. They say, like, do you really want to go to court? And it's supposed to be there's no fault, right? We
right.
have a no fault thing, but if you go to court, especially for celebrities, and you file documents and you do all this stuff, it's embarrassing, so it's kind of blackmail.
And, right, and they know. End up with the same amount of money anyway.
Sometimes more. I don't know how it works.
Right. All right. But here's what a postnuptial agreement is. Marriage is an emotional and legal union. And if you walk down the aisle without...
Do you have a prenup?
I do not, know. I didn't have anything when I got married.
Well, neither did I.
I mean, I had literally... I think when I got married... Let me see. I got married... I may have had in assets and everything maybe 20 or maybe 10 grand, 20 grand. Not much.
But you had some dreams, I bet.
Yeah, I had dreams that that a partner would stick around. but anyway,
and if you had to ask your wife, what do you think?
She would have said yes, but she doesn't care about money. I mean, she came from no money, and she'd never had any money, and money doesn't really affect her either
right.
way. I mean, and the money that I had is not it's not life changing.
Well, because that's the thing.
I mean, if I had your money, she'd say no way.
You think?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not signing a prenup. I want half of that
$150
million.
Wouldn't that be a really bad thing to say?
To me?
No, like say
to
I
her.
Wanted to get married. Say I
right.
was getting married again.
Right.
And I
Would you tell your wife what you're worth?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah, I would show. But I would. Well, here's the thing. My money is not community property.
Right.
So the money I earn is based on this contract I signed in 1987. So if I got married now, none of it would be part of the community property. And that's what I explained to my 9-day wife.
Right.
I said, okay, you know, we can get married, but none of this money, you're not going to get any money if we split up. But don't listen to me. Go get a divorce. Get a family. They call it a family practice attorney.
Right.
I said, get a family practice attorney. Have them explain it to you. If you want a prenup, I'll do one. If you don't, we don't have to do one. But you should know legally what the situation
right.
is. And she said, oh, so you want a prenup.
Right. So this is the playmate, right?
That she was a Playboy playmate.
Okay. All right. And it lasted 9 days. And how did
But in this day and age, any marriage that manages to last 9 days.
More than 2 weeks is on fire.
Yeah.
All right.
Can't really be called a failure.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. 9 days, though. When did you realize you wanted to get out? 8 days into it? And it took you a day?
There were...
7 days?
There were like 4 magical days.
So you were married for 4 days and then a hellish 5 days.
Then things broke down.
What was the turning point? What was the move where you went, I can't
effing
believe
this?
No,
she said she wanted a divorce.
She wanted to divorce you?
Yeah.
Wow. Is that right?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. What did you do?
Nothing.
I can't imagine that. If she was sitting right here, you think she'd say the same thing?
I don't care. I know what happened. You know, she backed the car. She was driving. Do you know I was really sick? I had this Legionnaire's disease.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And she came. We had broken up. We had been engaged. And she came back and she nursed. She was great. She really was. Nursed me back to health. And they checked me out of the hospital. And she started packing her bag. And I said, what are you doing? She said, well, I'm going home. She's living in Indiana.
Right.
And I said, why are you going home? She said, well, I'll stay if we get married. So
you got married.
We drove to Las Vegas. So I wasn't real, you know, I kind of had a gun to my head. But I was going like, hey, you know what? It's not like I haven't been married before. I thought maybe it'll work out.
Do we know her name? Or do you ever talk about it?
Her name was Jamie Farrell.
Oh, okay. Yep. Any relation to Jamie Farrell?
To who?
Is there an actor named Jamie Farrell? Isn't that... What was the actor on MASH? Jamie Farr.
Farr, yeah. No.
All right, so Jamie, so...
So anyway, so the second she said she wanted to get a divorce, I just thought, like...
Wow, she wanted to divorce you after 9 days.
Yeah, so
now, what did that cost you?
Well, she originally wanted $5 million.
Right.
For 9 days.
Makes sense. Yeah,
that makes sense.
Right.
So it didn't cost anything. It was just like nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All
no
right,
problem.
But here's...
Although, you know what? I had to... I wanted an annulment.
Right. Did you get it?
No.
Why?
Because I made a mistake. I hired a lawyer from my dog park who told me he was a really good attorney. He actually is a fairly prominent attorney, but the reason you can get an annulment instead of a divorce is because there has to be an underlying problem at the state at the time of marriage. So in other words, if you were married to someone else or or you were hiding some secret or something like that. So he said, well, you know, you were coming off that disease, so we're going to and medically there was some backup to this. He said, you have to claim temporary insanity. So it's kind of embarrassing because she came to this hearing and stuff and I had to get up and I say, you know, I was not in my right mind at the time.
Right.
And then... The judge goes, okay, well, we're going to have to deny this. And the guy goes, why? He said, well, and the judge said, well, if you had asked for the annulment on the grounds of insanity, I would have granted it, but you didn't check off the right box on the complaint. Yeah, so I had to just humiliate myself and embarrass myself. And then this guy
was paperwork.
The biggest dope. Yeah, he forgot to check the right box on
Jesus
the thing.
So
he goes, and then he goes like, oh, well, you know, at least we took a chance.
So the guy screwed you over.
Yes, he did.
All right. But here's what a post-nuptial agreement is. And it is essentially, if you walk down the aisle without a prenup, your partnership became susceptible to your state's marriage laws in the case of death or divorce. Unfortunately, these laws are vague, and in most states, a judge makes decisions about property distribution should your marriage end. It's never too late to define and protect your partnership. The process of creating a postnuptial agreement, again, not a prenup, a postnup, is a marriage contract created at any time after the wedding can be a positive influence on both the emotional and legal dynamics of your relationship. That's BS. I think if a guy approaches his wife 2 or 3 years into marriage saying, hey, I know we don't have a prenup, I'd like to get a postnup, that she's going to split. She's going to smell a rat and try to get the hell out.
I agree with you completely. But I also think that's the same as if asking before. Like if the man or woman, you know, said, no, I'm not signing a prenup, you'd go, wait a minute, what's the problem? It'd make you very suspicious. You might not get married. But it's the same thing with that. Like if there's a problem and someone say, I'm not signing a a worse deal than I already have. Why would you ask unless you're trying to get?
All right, gang. Now, listen, we're going to take some calls from people who have prenups and postnups, postnuptial agreements. Do they work? Is it worth the hassle? If the woman says, hey, I'm not really thinking about a postnup or a prenup, is that the time to bail? Do they hold up in court? Your experience will teach a lot of guys who are about to get married what to do and what not to do. So you have a postnuptial agreement or a prenuptial agreement, and you don't mind talking about it on the air. Here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Now, I think a prenuptial agreement, again, if I had your kind of money, I would do it because, you know, I'd hate to lose that kind of money just over a relationship. I didn't have much dough when I got married. But when you approach a woman and you say, I'd like you to sign a legal document saying, if we get divorced, you're going to get, you know, X amount of money and not a penny more. She can look at you and say, you know what, you're too into the legal aspects of this marriage and the business aspects of the marriage. You're probably not going to open yourself emotionally to this marriage, so I'm out. And the guy could also say that he's out of the marriage if she's not willing to do it. But don't people BS each other at the beginning when you say, would you sign a prenup? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure, no problem. But they think about it in the back of their mind. If you could see what they're really thinking, this guy's an a-hole to ask me that question.
I think it's probably actually, if you can really talk about that stuff, it's probably pretty good. Also, I think like if you are very successful, there's probably an offer you can make that would sound perfectly good to somebody. I have no idea. I've never been able to do it. You know, I don't know.
So you wouldn't ask, like, if you got married again, and you might.
Right.
Would you ask her to sign a prenup? Wouldn't your lawyers make you sign one or make her sign one?
I don't know. What I would do, it was actually the same with the divorce, is I would say, what would you like if we got divorced?
Right. And what if they say $1 million for every year I'm married to you? Would that be acceptable to you?
If that were the
then
answer.
Then all of a sudden you start pushing paper.
Right.
You know, you start negotiating an actual number on it.
Yep.
And what would a number comfortable?
That would be a horrible answer.
What, $1 million a year?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know what? Because she's saying that you're not worth being married to for anything less than that. Like, you're such a pig, you're such a pain in the ass that I wouldn't want to spend any time with you unless I'm getting $1 million a year. But let's say she said, how about $10,000 a year? Then you would think to yourself, wow, she has no self-confidence. She's going to, you know, throw this away for $10,000 a year, and you're going to walk all over her during the marriage. It sucks. I mean, either way, it's impossible to have a prenup or a postnup and have a successful relationship.
But just in California and maybe New York, these are the only places where you chop everything in half, which makes no sense.
Yeah, and especially after 10 years. After 10 years, that's the, you know, the golden parachute, and they can literally have spousal support for the rest of their lives if you're married, you know, 10-plus years. I think that's why, like, Tom Cruise got out right before the 10th year.
Oh, that's right. Then when they build that into the deals, yeah.
But that's
that you cap them at 10 years it all kicks in, so they split up right before
10 years. Now, what I also learned that in marriage, if you, like, let's say you were married to a chick and then you got separated.
Right.
While you're separated, you won the lottery, right? She is not welcome to any part of that because you were separated.
If you're legally separated.
Yeah. I think the moment you leave the house, or the moment she leaves the house, whoever splits first.
But if you sleep together at any point after you filed separation papers,
it's
the
back
date
on?
Becomes the date that you sleep together.
Is that right?
Yep.
Jesus. So that's
you just pitched a movie.
So that's
you got a guy that wins a lottery and he doesn't know this technicality.
Right. And she's trying to get him in bed.
Yeah.
That's interesting. All right. If you've had some success with prenups or postnups.
Jennifer and I split up after the 13th episode of The Simpsons. She gets a piece of episode 500.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
But I haven't worked on them either. So
I know, but you know the number of how much you've given her over the years.
I do not, thank God.
You don't know the number?
No.
I bet you can.
I can figure it out.
I bet you can get within $3 million or $4
million. It's a lot of money.
Jesus Christ. Do they hold up in court? Or if somebody asks you to sign one, are you reluctant to, especially a postnuptial agreement? You've been married for 3 years, and now the newest fad in California is to sign a postnuptial agreement saying, if we ever get divorced, you're going to get less than half. And this is 3 years after you've been married. Here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Simon's with us, and we're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Sam Simon is with us, and he's a big Hollywood producer and writer and director. And he's gone through two divorces. One marriage lasted 10 years. The other one lasted 10 days.
Yep.
And
you know what I said? After the second one, I said, oh, no, where am I going to find another hot blonde gold digger in this town?
Pretty tough to find around
here.
Yeah,
I was a wreck.
All right. They have a new thing out called the postnuptial agreement. Girls, would you be able to sign? Would you be willing to sign one of these things? Like 2 or 3 years into marriage, your husband comes up to you and says, "Hey, baby, I was just thinking about this. I think the marriage would go much smoother if we had a legal document between us." All right, here are the phone numbers, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Let's talk to Gina Grad here before we take these calls. Gina Grad, you're not married, but you might be one day, right? Is that correct?
Maybe one day, yeah.
All right. Now, let's say...
her prayers are answered
every night.
Exactly.
She's got that...
She wasn't
chest. What do they call? No,
I sure do. Thanks, Sam.
No, he was talking about
hope chest.
Hope chest.
Your hope chest.
Hope chest. Not please, Gina. But let's say you are married.
She has
three years into your marriage, a guy says, "Hey, we don't have a prenup, but I'd like for you to sign a postnup." What's your reaction?
I'd be like, you know what, buddy? A little late for do overs. You know what I'm saying?
It's over.
Yeah, I just think. I mean,
would you always suspect him after that of trying to get out?
Well, yeah. There's no do-overs. You don't come in 3 years in and be like, baby, maybe just sign on the dotted line just in case things start to go south.
Right.
That would not be a huge vote of confidence for the relationship, don't you think?
Yeah. I think that's the indicator that it's over and the guy's just trying to save a few bucks. But I think any lawyer could eat that postnup agreement alive.
I would think so because there's trouble and then, you know, someone wants to keep the marriage together, and so they'll sign. I wish they had a thing you could sign after the divorce.
Yeah, right.
Change the settlement.
Yeah, no, you can't do that. Not in California.
Why not?
All right, let's talk to Ron in West L.A. Ron, you're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hi, guys. You know, I should say that I just want to clarify something. I guess Sam had alluded to New York and California as being half states. In other words, that half the assets go to each of the partners. New York is actually equitable distribution. That's not exactly. California is something called community property.
Is California the worst state to get married in for guys?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know. know what you mean by that. I don't know about the community.
Well, financially, if the marriage goes south, is California one of the toughest states on guys?
Well, it's presumptively community property, which means that absent an agreement.
This guy answers like a lawyer.
Yeah, I know. It's fascinating. And the other's equitable distribution. Thank you.
Right, but if you were,
hey, you know, sometimes the woman ends up making a lot of money.
Right, but let's say it's typically the guy that makes the ton of money.
Well,
right.
And he gets married in California. Is California one of the worst states financially for him if they were divorced?
Well, it could be a hardship for him. There's no question about that. But again, there are other community property states like Arizona and Washington.
Is Arizona as bad as California, though?
You know, I don't know. I would think that because California there's a great disparity, in wealth wise. Particularly in Southern California, and you do see a great disparity between the incomes of husband and wife, that it probably is a lot more, it could be more oppressive or harsher for a wife. But, for example, if you were in Arizona or Washington, where incomes are more, there's not...
Oh, God.
I can't take it. I just can't take it listening to lawyers.
He's used to being paid by the hour.
I know. These guys, I mean...
He could have said yes.
You can never get a straight answer from these guys.
I could translate that. Jesus last 15
Christ.
Minutes is a yes.
It's like, what's the definition? What the definition of it is, you know? It's just Christ. I can't stand when lawyers start doing that. And I think it's what irritates a lot of people when it comes to them. Yes, a straight question, they give you a 10-minute answer and don't answer the question you ask them. You know, politicians do that all the time. But aren't most politicians lawyers?
Well,
I think most of them are.
Changing a little bit, but yeah.
Yeah. And so when you ask a politician, you know, like, I don't know, Dick Cheney, what do you think about the 4,000 soldiers that were killed in Iraq? And he'll start going into other crap and avoiding the answer. And they're very good at that. But I think it's starting to irritate a lot of people. Let's talk to Ryan in Duarte. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, you're the man, Tim.
Hey, thanks, dude.
Hey, I wanted to ask you guys a question. I'm not married yet, but I asked my girlfriend if she wanted to get married, and she said, yeah. I went down to meet her family, and they started asking me a gang of questions. And it was me and her four sisters and the mom and dad, and we're all eating, and the sisters are all married.
Why, does she come from money?
You know what, they live in Alta Loma, you know, they got a nice house up there,
right.
It's not fancy, but it's a gorgeous home, so, you know, yeah, upper middle class, probably, and they're all asking me a bunch of questions, and suddenly, you know, a prenup comes into the question, and I'm like, yeah, we're gonna have a prenup, and my fiancé did it. We never discussed it, but I always thought it was on the table, and, She gets this, you know, look on her face like, I'm like, what, you know? And then the family starts drilling me with more questions, and I'm like, whoa, you know? And I'm like trying to answer one question, and the mom's asking me, so I don't understand. You think it's going to fail? And I'm like, no, ma'am, I don't think it's going to fail. Then the sister jumps in going, well, my sister's not good enough for you? You think that she's a gold digger? I'm like, no. And I'm trying to, like, put my head down, and I'm trying to tell my fiance, like, you know, can we change the subject? And while I'm doing this, little by little, the guys are getting up and walking away from the table. They're, like, finishing their meals. And they're getting up and walking away from the table. So finally, when I look around, it's just me and the women.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, man. And so while I'm still trying to answer questions coming at me, you know, a barrage of questions, I'm looking over at the guys, and they're all sitting in the
yeah, because they are all on your side, but they can't say it.
Yeah.
Hey, now, yeah, what was the conclusion? Do you have one or not? Did you get one?
Yeah, no. After I left, me and my fiance, we've been talking about it, and she's leaning toward yes, but she hasn't given me no definite answer. But I mean, it shocked me how much, you know, people take the questions of prenups so radically different. You know, with
right?
Men and
oh
women.
Yeah, no, it is the yeah. You're absolutely right, Ryan. Thank you for calling. But the difference between sexes when you talk about prenups is astronomical. It's almost like, you know, talking to different sexes about, you know, the rules of ice hockey. You know, you'd ask a chick what the rules of ice hockey are, and she'll look at you with crossed eyes.
Right.
But you ask a guy about it, and he's going to, you know, lay them on you.
Right.
But that's sort of like the way it is with prenups and postups. If you talk to a guy, go, hey, you're going to get a prenup, he'll talk to you on a very business level. Maybe he will, maybe he won't. But if you say to a chick, even like Gina Grad, you're going to get a prenup or postnup, hell no! You know, they get emotional. They get into it. They start telling you stories about what happened to their friend. Their friend got screwed.
Well, is it because it's unromantic, or is it because they envision money if
I don't
they split
know.
Up?
What is it, Gina? Is it because having an agreement is unromantic?
Look, I'm all for the prenup. I think it makes sense. You want to protect yourself. You want security. But you don't do it twice. You figure it out and you hope to hell you did it the right way before you get married. You don't go back in and renegotiate when things are getting a little dicey.
Yeah. So she's for the prenup but not the nup.
Prenup, but you would potentially fight it in court, though, huh?
I don't know. Look, I'm obviously used to having nothing. I really don't think I'm, like, you know, trying to maintain any sort of lifestyle.
Yeah, but you got to step it up.
Now, see, this
I
is
do.
How it gets to be more than 50%, because it's like she says she's used to having nothing.
Right.
But, you know, when a divorce actually happened, you have to support the lifestyle that the woman has become accustomed to.
Right, not the old lifestyle.
Not the old lifestyle.
I could support her old lifestyle. I mean, I think it's like $1,000 a month I could support it.
It's not even. Doesn't Chris Rock have a great bit about that? That he's like, you know, I'll pay your rent on the apartment you have now,
right.
not the apartment you're going to get.
Well, that's what my second marriage.
But you know what?
My second marriage, a lot of the money was because she was used to a mansion in Pacific Palisades. She was used to having a housekeeper. She was used to having a driver. She was used to having. It's like we were married for 9 days. She got used to that stuff pretty quick.
but that should be
accustomed to it.
But it should be one of the downsides of marriage. If a woman does not stay married to a guy and a guy's not happy with her, she should go back to her old lifestyle, and he should go back to his old lifestyle, whatever those two lifestyles were. But she shouldn't be upgraded and living, you know, like a millionaire, and like in your case, just because somebody was married to you for a certain period of time.
Well, and plus, you know, this is no fault. So let's just say it's the woman that isn't earning a lot of money. She could be cheating. She could be lying. She could be doing all this other stuff. But then she will still get the money because it's a no-fault state.
I know. It is crazy. John in Huntington Beach, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you think about these pre- and post-nups?
Timmy boy.
Hey.
Babu.
Hey. What's up?
I was married to a doctor. Okay, I'm a musician.
All right.
And I was married to her for 14 years. And I'll tell you what, in Orange County, the rules do not apply in Orange County. I don't know about in L.A. or wherever
else. Who was more successful in the marriage, you or her?
No, she was, by far.
All right. And did you get any of her dough?
I was a stay-at-home dad. I'd work at night as a musician.
Right.
And, yeah, I ended up getting alimony and child support for 6 years.
Right.
Now, if it were reversed, you know, I was married for 14 years, and she would have gotten alimony for life.
Right.
But it didn't work out. It's not the same. It is not equal for men.
Right. But how many kids did you have?
I've got two kids.
How old?
My daughter, well, you know, now she's 11. My son's 15.
And you get no support whatsoever?
Well, I did for 6 years.
Right. How often do they see mom?
Most of the time. I mean, we live close together. I mean, we're a mile apart.
Right. I hate to say it, but there are very few guys listening right now who are empathetic.
Yeah, this guy, he's just like the women that not liking at the beginning of the question.
But my point is, you know,
I raised three kids.
Hey, knock it off. You know, I was married 14 years. Now
I was married 14 years.
I know, but dude, Tim, John, listen, I'm telling you, there's no empathy here for you. I hate to say it. You're a guy. You should be out there working your ass off.
She found a younger musician.
Well, I'm making my way. And now I'm paying my child support.
Right.
Okay, but the state law is 10-year marriage is alimony for life.
Right.
I didn't get that, but a woman would.
Right. How much was your wife making a year?
Probably 120.
And what are you making?
Probably 30.
All right. So you think you should have gotten it for life?
Well, wouldn't a woman want that?
Yeah, I don't know, dude. I don't know how you're at a barbecue and you tell and you start bitching about this. Where do guys support you?
Jimmy, Babu.
I mean, do they really get on your side, Ian?
Listen, open up a law book, and it says
you can bust me up with all the questions and the legalese and all that stuff. But I'm just talking on a social level. You're at a party and you're like complaining that your wife's not going to give you alimony for the rest of your life. Do guys like jump on board and like, yeah, what a bitch?
You know what? I don't care what anybody thinks. It's the law.
Dude, it does seem like you do care.
Well, I want equality.
I know, but it just doesn't sound like a real dude talking to me.
No.
That's what I'm telling you.
Babu.
I'm telling you, dude.
Please. Come on. I just want equality. And I think, you know, men are out here paying support for women after a 10-year marriage.
Right. Hey, listen, I agree.
And the women take it to the bank.
I agree that you should get alimony for life, all right? I agree with that.
I stayed home and raised my kids.
Dude, I agree with you. Listen to me. I agree with you.
Snap out of it.
It just sounds crazy.
If you were here, I'd slap you across the face.
Be a man. You need another rich chick to get married to.
Yeah, another girl will come along.
Another sugar mommy.
Yeah.
All right, get out of here.
Go get a
job. God almighty. Jerry, please. Give me a headache. All right, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Sam Simon joins us. The ins and outs of prenups and postnups.
Go!
Your experience. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Would you make your wife or would your wife chop you in half if you asked her to sign a post-nuptial agreement? Again, we're live at 97.1 Free FM. All right. Welcome, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show, live at 97.1 Free FM. Hey, don't forget, tomorrow we'll all be out at KCAL. Myself, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas will be there, and Paul Majors, the guys from KCAL and CBS. And we'll be on TV, a little TV time tomorrow night, 8:35, 9:35, and 10:35, right around there. So set your VCRs or your TiVos or your DVRs, whatever you got going, if you want to see myself and Danny and Tom Likas and on TV. A little TV time. Look at that, Sam.
The Likettes?
I do not believe we'll be there.
Oh.
I'm not sure that they will be there or not. All right, prenups and postnups. The newest thing, the newest fad in California is signing a postnuptial agreement. 2 or 3 years in the marriage, you say to your wife, "Yeah, I'm feeling great about the marriage. I'd just like to define what we are, you know, financially." Would she be willing to sign it? I don't think so. But then again, I'm not a chick. I can't imagine the balls that you'd have to go into your chick's office or her, you know, into the bedroom and go, "Hey, listen, here's a piece of paper I want you to sign." And she reads it and, you know, I can't imagine her not, like, taking a knife and, you know, putting it right through your back.
Well, I think you probably don't care at that point.
Right, at that point you don't give a rat's ass.
Yeah.
All right, talk to a Candy in Huntington Beach. You're on 97.1. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Hey. Yeah, I was calling to tell you these people, these prenups and nups, it just sounds like a legalized prostitution.
Right. Exactly right.
It's just, you know, she wants his money, he wants her money.
Right.
I mean, you know, okay, go on the boulevard, get some. No problem.
Hey, Candy?
Yeah.
You just won yourself movie tickets, baby. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
We'll put you on hold here, and we'll put Gina on with you. All right.
We got a lot of lawyers calling in tonight.
Yeah. All right.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm fine.
I please have your first name only and your birth date, please?
My first name is Candy.
Yep.
Candy.
All right, and what city are you calling me from?
Huntington Beach.
Did you have a question?
Do I have a what?
You're a Libra, aren't you, darling?
I can't understand you. My phone is...
You're a Libra, aren't you, darling?
Huh?
Is there a gentleman in your life?
He just... Well, yeah.
Is he incarcerated?
Huh?
Is he incarcerated?
No.
Did he used to play football when he was in high school?
No.
Yeah, that's the daddy. Well, I know this doesn't make sense, but you know that things always happen for a reason. Don't you agree?
What was that now?
I'm seeing some forgetting, possibly. And I'm seeing a new baby in the next 3 months.
That's impossible. I'm 46 years old now.
Yeah.
Yeah, fix, tie.
I want you to really remember the pill, all right?
Okay.
What do you want me to ask me, darling?
Well, I just...
Yep.
Am I ever going to be...
All right, Gina, let me put her on with you, and you can give her a ticket. She's quite a sport. All right, we got to take a break. Sam Simon is with us, and don't forget tomorrow, KCAL, Channel 9, everybody, 8:35, 9:35, and 10:35. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show with Sam Simon sitting in. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.